Yeah, it's worth it.
Oh, come on. Don't be that guy. Don't be all, oh, it's great. I think it's proper.
Well, you know, I'll tell you why it's easier for me. The longer it stays light at the end of the day, the more likely it is that I'm going to get my run in.
Oh, okay.
I get lazy in the winter, and I'm just more active in the spring and the summer.
And I am too, and I like having the sun up longer and all that. So I say we just let it start and let it go.
I agree.
Don't change it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, was it all for farming? Was it all for farmers' kids or something? I don't even know why we have daylight savings.
Kids standing and waiting for the bus. I don't know, but can we sue the American government? Can we sue the U.S. government?
Yeah, class action.
There you go. We can make millions. So many people would be on board.
But each claim would only make 16 cents. The lawyers would get the 84 cents, right?
Is that how that works out?
Yeah.
Well, baseball. I know you're not a huge baseball guy. You know I am a huge baseball guy, and I know you love the DH and part of the collective bargaining agreement. Baseball could get back to they could get to a closing down a new collective bargaining agreement tonight. They could happen today, and designated hitter across both leagues could be part of it.
Yeah, I get it. You know, they make more money. People love home runs. They love to see the scoring. The problem with baseball, and it's not a problem for me, I love baseball. I just don't have time for baseball. I mean, I don't want to be one of those people that's advocating changing the rules. The rules are fine. They don't need a 20-second pitch count time for me.
Well, they're talking about it.
Yeah, and that's probably what they're going to do because the game is hurting in terms of its marketing to the public. There aren't a lot of wolfies out there that live and die and breathe baseball anymore. And the reason is it just takes so long to watch the game.
Look, man, good things come to I'm just trying to pull a cliche out of my ass, and it's not working.
No, but I mean, it's a game to it's for sipping whiskey and sipping beers.
Yeah, and
looking at box scores and reading the newspaper and just enjoying the evening. I get all that, but my lifestyle doesn't work that way anymore. It's just hard to make a 3-hour allotment for the game.
And people just consume everything so much quicker in this digital age. It's like snippets of information. You know, that's why there's so much foul or wrong information out there. Last thing I want to talk about today, dude got rear-ended on 30A by a spring breaker. Spring breakers already. Can you believe it?
Yeah, they're here.
It's nuts. He said, I was sitting on 30A, and then all of a sudden I just got slammed into from some crew that was out of Texas. How difficult is that now going to be for that guy who... The insurance, they got the report. They did everything correctly, or so he said he did. And how difficult is it going to be for him to make sure that things get taken care of correctly?
It can be a little tricky, but assuming that he gets the right information and the information is accurate regarding who the insurance carrier is, it can be done. It's a little bit trickier because people give bad information, and law enforcement doesn't necessarily have the time to verify information. If you get bad information, it can be almost impossible to track that vehicle.
Oh, that's tough. And, you know, I think we've been talking on the radio for, 5 years now, and I think every year we talk about this. Somebody gets in an accident with somebody from out of state. So just make sure you do your due diligence, I guess. And what are the things that you really need to focus on when, you're in an accident like that?
I'll tell you what, man. You know, there's a lot of downsides to having phones with cameras, but there are a lot of upsides, too. You take a picture of that guy's license. You take a picture of his registration. You take a picture of his license plate. You take a picture of him. You take a picture of the vehicle. You take a picture of the popcorn in the back seat if you have to. But you document as much as you can in as many ways as you can so that when you got to do some tracing, you've got some leads to go by.
Gotcha. All right. Well, if you do end up in a situation where you're in an accident, you need help, 850-INJURED-FORTHEVICTIMS.com. Call Marcus and his crew at Michaels and Booth, personal injury attorneys, Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, Crestview, Tampa, and everywhere online at ForTheVictims.com.
Done like a true professional.
Look
nice.
At that, man. I try.